This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup. We're diving into the biggest headlines from Hollywood and beyond, covering everything from major film casting to red carpet controversies and personal milestones for your favorite stars.
Christopher Nolan confirms Lupita Nyong'o as Helen of Troy.
Israel's Eurovision singer qualifies despite loud audience protests.
Demi Moore's Cannes appearance sparks intense health debates online.
Elon Musk joins the backlash against Nolan's casting choices.
Joan Collins and Jane Fonda lead glamour at Cannes.
Megyn Kelly slams Blake Lively following a legal settlement.
Hayden Panettiere opens up about her difficult custody decision.
Hilary Duff lands her first Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
First, the big casting news.
Christopher Nolan has finally confirmed what many had been speculating about for months regarding his upcoming epic, The Odyssey. In a new interview with Time magazine, Nolan revealed that Lupita Nyong'o will indeed be playing Helen of Troy, the legendary figure known as the face that launched 1,000 ships. But there is a twist that adds even more depth to her role. She is also playing Helen's sister, Clytemnestra. This dual role is a bold creative choice that highlights the complex family dynamics at the heart of the story. Nolan has been carrying the vision for this film for over 20 years, and after the massive success of Oppenheimer, he finally has the resources to bring this large-scale production to life. It is a project he feels fills a significant gap in cinematic history.
The casting has already sparked a lot of conversation, especially among those who were skeptical about a non-white actress playing a figure from Greek mythology. However, Nolan is leaning into the complexity of the source material. He has made several striking adaptation choices, such as giving Odysseus's loyal dog Argos a larger role, and spending more time on the relationship between Odysseus and his son Telemachus, played by Tom Holland. The reunion between Helen and her husband Menelaus, played by Jon Bernthal, is also being reimagined to be less neatly resolved than in the original poem. With Samantha Morton as Circe and Zendaya as Athena, the cast is packed with talent. It is clear Nolan is aiming for something transformative, using his post-Oscar momentum to challenge traditional expectations of how these ancient epics should be portrayed on the big screen.
Now to the Eurovision stage.
The Eurovision Song Contest is always a mix of music and politics, and this year is no exception. During the first semi-final in Vienna, Israel's representative Noam Beten faced a very vocal and mixed reception. As he performed his pop song Michelle, some audience members booed and shouted anti-Israeli slogans, while others tried to drown them out by chanting his name in support. Despite the tension in the arena, which was audible on the live television broadcast, Beten managed to secure enough votes to qualify for the grand final this Saturday. The European Broadcasting Union and the host broadcaster ORF confirmed that several individuals were removed from the venue by security for disruptive behavior. They stated that they would not censor the audience's reactions, leading to a raw and unfiltered moment during the high-stakes competition.
While Israel celebrated their advancement, it was a disappointing night for British icon Boy George. He appeared as a guest performer for San Marino's entry, but unfortunately, the song failed to make the cut for the final. The competition this year has been particularly fraught, with 5 countries choosing to boycott the event entirely due to the ongoing military actions in Gaza. This political backdrop has significantly altered the usually festive atmosphere of the contest. Other countries like Finland, Sweden, and Croatia also moved forward, with the Finnish duo currently being the favorites to win the whole thing. The technical side of the broadcast wasn't smooth either, as many viewers took to social media to complain about sound issues early in the show. It seems this year's Eurovision will be remembered as much for the controversy as for the music.
Next, a red carpet debate.
Demi Moore's appearance at the opening ceremony of the 79th Cannes Film Festival has ignited a fierce debate across social media. While the New York Post initially praised her for having toned arms that took center stage, many users on X expressed deep concern for her health. Some commenters went as far as to describe her as looking like a skeleton, suggesting that her slim figure appeared unhealthy rather than fit. Journalist Scott Menzel was among the critics, stating that there is a clear difference between being in shape and looking like one is starving. This sentiment was echoed by others who felt that Hollywood's celebration of such thinness is problematic and potentially indicative of an undiagnosed eating disorder. The viral nature of these photos has once again brought the industry's beauty standards under intense scrutiny.
On the other side of the argument, many of Moore's fans jumped to her defense, pointing out that she is 63 years old and simply works hard to maintain her physique. They argued that the criticism is a form of body shaming against slim women, and that aging in the public eye is incredibly difficult. Some supporters noted that she looked stunning in her strapless white sequin gown, and that her lean look is just a natural result of her fitness routine at her age. Her stylist, Brad Goreski, shared close-up photos of the look on Instagram, where she received plenty of praise from peers like Rita Wilson. This divide highlights the impossible tightrope actresses must walk as they age in Hollywood, where they are often criticized regardless of whether they embrace natural aging or maintain a strict youthful appearance.
Moving to the Musk controversy.
Elon Musk has once again inserted himself into the cultural conversation surrounding Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. Following the confirmation that Lupita Nyong'o will play Helen of Troy, Musk used his platform to agree with right-wing critics who are attacking the casting. When commentator Matt Walsh posted that Nolan was a coward for not casting a white woman as the most beautiful woman in the world, Musk simply replied with the word true. This isn't the first time Musk has targeted this specific film. Earlier this year, he claimed that Nolan had lost his integrity by making casting choices that Musk deemed an insult to the original author, Homer. His comments have fueled a larger online firestorm, with many of his followers echoing his sentiments and vowing to skip the movie in favor of older adaptations, like the 2004 film Troy.
The backlash didn't stop at Nyong'o. Musk also engaged with transphobic comments directed at Elliot Page, who has been cast as Achilles in the film. By calling a derogatory meme about Page a banger, Musk has further alienated fans who see Nolan's casting as a progressive and interesting take on ancient myths. Despite the vocal opposition from Musk and his circle, the film is already seeing massive commercial interest. Opening screenings in IMAX 70mm have sold out a full year ahead of the July 2026 release date. It seems that while the online debate is loud, the general public is still very much eager to see Nolan's vision. The director himself seems unfazed, focusing on the cinematic potential of the story rather than the social media controversy. This clash between tech moguls and Hollywood creatives continues to define the modern media landscape.
Now more Cannes glamour.
While the debate over Demi Moore continues, the Cannes Film Festival opening ceremony was also a celebration of legendary Hollywood icons. Dame Joan Collins, at 92 years old, looked absolutely sensational in a white gown paired with black gloves and a stunning diamond necklace. She was joined by her husband, Percy Gibson, and proved that true glamour has no age limit. Similarly, Jane Fonda, who is 88, dazzled the crowd in a floor-length black sequin dress. These two women, with careers spanning over six decades, brought a level of A-list prestige to the red carpet that many felt had been missing in recent years. Their presence was a reminder of the enduring power of Hollywood's golden era stars, and they easily commanded the attention of the world's photographers as they posed at the Palais des Festivals.
The red carpet was a mix of veteran stars and modern influencers. Heidi Klum made a stylish appearance in a sheer nude dress with delicate pink flower detailing, while model Poppy Delevingne opted for a sheer lace and velvet ensemble. Even reality TV stars like Maura Higgins and Kimberly Garner were in attendance, showing the broad appeal of the festival. Beyond the fashion, the event marked the beginning of the serious business of cinema. This year's jury, led by South Korean filmmaker Park Chan-wook, includes Demi Moore, Chloe Zhao, and Stellan Skarsgård. They will be tasked with deliberating on the films in competition over the coming weeks. The festival opened with the film The Electric Kiss, a romantic comedy drama that set a lighthearted tone for the prestigious event. It is a busy year for Cannes, balancing high fashion moments with the critical evaluation of global cinema.
Next, Megyn Kelly's comments.
Megyn Kelly did not hold back on her latest podcast episode when discussing actress Blake Lively. Following the news of a legal settlement between Lively and her It Ends With Us co-star Justin Baldoni, Kelly labeled the actress a mean girl with paper-thin skin. The journalist mocked Lively's claims that Baldoni had orchestrated a smear campaign against her, suggesting that the public's dislike of Lively is organic and based on her own behavior. Kelly specifically pointed to a viral 2016 interview where Lively appeared dismissive toward an interviewer as evidence of her true character. According to Kelly, The settlement doesn't change the fact that people are allowed to have negative opinions about the actress. She argued that Lively's attempts to frame herself as a victim or an avenger for others are simply not believable to many observers.
The feud between Lively and Baldoni has been a major talking point in Hollywood, especially after Lively filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against him in late 2024. Baldoni countered with his own legal action, claiming she tried to destroy his career. While the settlement was described by Lively's lawyers as a resounding victory, Kelly claims that the damage to Lively's reputation is already done. She even suggested that movie offers for the actress have dried up because no one wants to work with someone they perceive as a bully. Kelly's harsh critique reflects a growing sentiment among some media figures who feel that Lively's public persona has shifted from beloved star to a more controversial figure. Whether this settlement truly puts the matter to rest remains to be seen, but for now, the court of public opinion is still very much in session.
Now to Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere recently shared a deeply personal and emotional account of her decision to give up custody of her daughter, Kaya, back in 2018. Speaking on the On Purpose with Jay Shetty podcast, the 36-year-old actress described the choice as heartbreaking but necessary. At the time, she was struggling with severe postpartum depression and addiction, and she felt she had completely lost herself. She clarified that she was not forced into treatment, but was the one who desperately sought help, realizing she could not continue living the way she was. Her daughter currently lives in Europe with her ex-fiancé Vladimir Klitschko. Panettiere wanted to dispel the misconception that she simply gave her child away, emphasizing that it was the hardest thing she ever had to do to ensure her daughter had a stable environment while she recovered.
Despite the distance, Panettiere insists that she and 11-year-old Kaya have an incredible and intense bond. They speak frequently via FaceTime and discuss deep, meaningful topics. Hayden travels to see her as often as possible and is grateful that Kaya does not feel abandoned. She wants her daughter to know that both of her parents are fully committed to her happiness and well-being across all aspects of her life. During the podcast, Panettiere also touched on the pressures of being a young star in Hollywood, including a disturbing memory of being put in a bed with an undressed man when she was only 18. Her openness about her mental health struggles and the realities of her family life has been met with a lot of empathy from fans who appreciate her honesty about the difficult path to recovery and motherhood.
Finally, Hilary Duff's cover.
Hilary Duff is celebrating a major career milestone at 38 years old. The Lizzie McGuire star has landed her very first cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. In the cover photo, she wears a plunging ivory bathing suit, looking fit and radiant. Duff admitted in her interview that the experience was a bit scary, noting that as a mother of four, she doesn't typically spend her time frolicking in a swimsuit. However, she expressed how flattering it was to be chosen for such a coveted honor in the modeling world. The shoot took place on a beach and featured a dewy, sun-kissed look created with Charlotte Tilbury products. This cover is part of a multi-cover issue that also features stars like Tiffany Haddish and Alex Earle, highlighting a diverse range of women at different stages of their lives and careers.
This achievement comes during what many are calling Duff's comeback year. Earlier this year, she released her first album in over a decade and is preparing for her The Lucky Me tour this summer. She told reporters that she feels more confident than ever, having gotten her reps in and feeling like she truly knows what she's doing on stage now, balancing a busy career with being a mom to four children, Luca, Banks, May, and Baby Towns, is no small feat, but Duff seems to be embracing this new chapter with grace. Her appearance in Sports Illustrated is seen by many as a powerful statement about body positivity and the beauty of women in their late 30s. It is a high-profile moment that perfectly sets the stage for her return to the music scene and her upcoming live performances.
That wraps up our look at today's top stories. Thanks for joining us for this daily briefing. Be sure to follow the show so you never miss an update on the stories that matter.